Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues and jazz and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll measure the temperature, measure our progress, get happy, celebrate a birthday, and hear some records recorded this past week in history. To get us started, last week on May 12th in 1847, Mormon pioneer William Clayton invented an odometer which he called a rodometer, which counted the revolutions of a wagon wheel as the wagon traveled. But if an odometer is a device to measure the distance a vehicle travels, Clayton's wasn't the first. Ben Franklin invented one in 1775, and earlier still, British military engineer Thomas Savery invented an odometer for ships. But the Encyclopedia Britannica credits the first odometer to Roman architect and engineer Vitruvius in 15 BC. In any case, here to commemorate William Clayton's rodometer are some rapidly rotating records about mileage, beginning with Sam Lennon's dance band.
Thank you. by step, mile by mile, but far, weary and blue, I'm marching home to you. Mile by mile, town by town, to a love that is true, I'm marching home to you. I'm tired of striving for success, seeking happiness, where did it get me, where did it get me? Roaming here and there, wandering everywhere, what did it get me? Regret and sorrow, step by step, mile by mile, with my troubles I'm through, I'm marching home to you.
That heaven's not very far, it's 10 little miles from town. You'll open your eyes in the morning when the sun starts to rise and discover that there's blue in the skies 10 little miles from town. You'll find a stream where white lilies float, where you can dream in a rickety boat. So come for a day, lock your desk and put your worries away, and it's 10 to 1 that you want to stay 10 little miles from town.
Some rapidly rotating records to commemorate William Clayton's Roadometer. We began the show with Sam Lennon's dance band in 1929 and 10 Little Miles from Town. Next, it was Hal Kemp and his Carolina Club Orchestra from February 7th, 1929, and Step by Step, Mile by Mile, I'm Marching Home to You, written by Abner Silver, Al Sherman, and Al Lewis. And we finished up the set with another rendition of 10 Little Miles from Town, this one by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, with the vocal by Frank Luther. That Brunswick record, recorded July 28, 1928, is courtesy of Martin Smith. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It's time now for This Week in Recording History. You know, that's where we play a set of rapidly rotating records recorded this past week in years gone by. And to start off, here's Benny Moten. ¶¶
are all we can do. Honey, this is the one time we'll have a picnic or two. On a carpet of flowers, near the ceiling of blue, we could while away hours and have a picnic or two. We'll hug, we'll kiss, sample the lunch you made. I'll try your pie, cookies and lemonade. What a perfect day this is for proposing to you. When I make you the missus, oh, what a picnic for two.
Thank you.
Recorded this past week on May 16th in 1930, the Rhythmic Eight and the Jack Yellen-Milton Eger collaboration, Harlem Madness. Harlem Madness was preceded by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and A Picnic for Two, written by Tot Seymour, Al Hoffman, and Al Goodhart. The vocal on that May 13, 1932 recording was by Nelson Keller, Claire Hanlon, and Tom Waring. And we began with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, recording for OK around May 14, 1925, and 18th Street Strut.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, May 12th, marked the birth in 1820 of nurse and health activist Florence Nightingale. She was named after her birthplace, Florence, Italy. Her wealthy British parents initially refused to allow her to become a nurse, which at the time was not considered a suitable profession for a wealthy, educated woman, but eventually she trained as a nurse and became superintendent of a London hospital for women. In 1854, she was appointed to supervise the introduction of female nurses into the British military hospitals in Turkey during the Crimean War, where she employed statistical analysis to plot and reduce preventable deaths in the military. After returning to England in 1856 as a national hero, she promoted the nursing profession, contributed to modern nursing procedures, founded the Nightingale Training School for Nurses, and wrote several books. She died on August 13, 1910. So in honor of Florence Nightingale, here are some rapidly rotating records about nightingales, beginning with the Charleston Seven.
Thank you.
Pennsylvanians once again, this time from September 19th, 1924, and Nashville Nightingale. That version had a little avian embellishment, which was absent from the rendition of Nashville Nightingale which started off that set, the Charleston 7, from an Edison record recorded just a couple of months after Fred Waring's Vector on November 24th, 1924. In between the Nashville Nightingales, it was Hitch's Happy Harmonists and Nightingale Rag Blues from a Jeanette 78, recorded in Richmond, Indiana on January 19, 1925. Nightingale Rag was published in 1915 and was written by Joseph Lamb. The word blues was added by the band just to be fashionable. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at radiofreeworld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, May 14th, marked the birth, all the way back in 1686, of German physicist Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit. The original devices for measuring and recording changes in temperature were called thermoscopes, and Italian inventor Santorio Santorio was the first to put a numerical scale on the instrument. Fahrenheit invented the alcohol thermometer in 1709 and the mercury thermometer in 1714. He introduced the temperature scale that bears his name in 1724. So here to commemorate Fahrenheit's temperature scale, we're going to go from cold to hot and back again. ¶¶
the people like it hot.
No, play it sweet.
All right, sweet and hot.
Thank you.
Some hot and cold songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the birth on May 14, 1686 of German physicist Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit. We began with the Redheads, which, if you were listening to last week's show, you know was headed by Red Nichols. That was Taint Cold, written by Harry Barris and recorded February 4, 1924. Next, it was Sweet and Hot, Ben Pollock and his orchestra from February 12, 1931. Sweet and Hot was written by Jack Yellen and Harold Arlen. And we just heard the Goofus Five, and You Better Keep the Home Fires Burning, 'Cause Your Mama's Getting Cold, recorded on February 9th, 1925. You Better Keep the Home Fires Burning was written by Edgar Leslie, Charles Kinney, and Percy Wenrick, and was sung there by Blanche Vincent.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
Well, I don't know who makes all these various declarations, but May is National Egg Month, Helping America Work Month, National Photo Month, National Teaching and Joy Month, National Salad Month, Older Americans Month, National Hamburger Month, National Salsa Month, and National Go Mingle Month. May also happens to be National Get Happy Month, so here to kick off a set of happy songs is Get Happy.
Come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land, where heaven across the river washes sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Thank you.
happy little thing. Come on and let us bring joy to the new days. Bring out all the blue days. Sing just like a bird in spring. And let the echo ring way up in heaven. Song is king. This life is cold unless we have that certain spark. It's all controlled by music, so from dawn till dark, be a lark and just sing, and you can have your fling, accomplish anything, if you will only sing. Thank you.
some happy songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate May, which is National Get Happy Month. In fact, we started the set with Get Happy. Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with the vocal trio of Frank Luther, Phil Dewey, and Leo O'Rourke from June 4, 1930. Then it was the Orpheus Dance Band, a Bert Furman band, and Sing a Happy Little Thing, written by Joseph Meyer and Howard Johnson. Maurice Elwin sang that happy little thing on November 5th, 1931. And we just heard Al Lynn's Music Masters from an Edison disc waxed on April 14th, 1927, and it's a happy old world after all. I hope that listening to this program has made your world a little happier, and the happiness isn't over yet. Here's Lemuel Fowler on piano and leading Fowler's favorites on his own composition, Hot Strut, recorded by Columbia, July 5th, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.